This program is presented by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention.
During the week of March 17th, MMWR published reports on TB management in Uganda, experiences of violence among adolescent girls and young women in Eswatini, and more. Let's take a look at headlines from the week of March 17th. First, a pilot study in Uganda increases screening and treatment for members of households affected by tuberculosis, helping to reduce transmission. Second, adolescent girls and young women in Eswatini who have functional disabilities are more likely to experience sexual, physical, and emotional violence. Last, a U.S. traveler returning from Zimbabwe was hospitalized with a rare parasite infection that causes sleeping sickness. Welcome, I'm Mary Dott, science editor of CDC's Morbidity and Mortality Weekly Report. Thanks for joining me for MMWR's weekly briefing for reports published the week of March 17th. Tuberculosis, or TB, is a disease caused by germs spread from person to person through the air. People who live with someone who has TB are at increased risk of infection and disease. However, worldwide, only about 21% of those household members received TB preventive treatment in 2023. In our first report, Case Finding Among and Comprehensive Management of Household Contacts of Persons with Pulmonary Tuberculosis, CDC and partners in Uganda piloted a comprehensive approach to identify more household TB exposures and provide preventive treatment. The comprehensive approach included home visits for screening for TB symptoms, free chest x-rays, short course preventive treatment, and follow-up counseling. Between November 2023 and September 2024, the program screened 91% of nearly 2,000 household members of known TB patients. Of those screened, 80 household contacts were diagnosed with TB. More than 1,200 people started tuberculosis preventive treatment, and about 95% completed it. This approach serves as a model for expanding household interventions in areas with high rates of TB. Other countries can use this example to increase screening and treatment efforts among households affected by TB. These efforts are needed to reduce the spread of disease and ultimately eliminate it. Eswatini, a country in southern Africa, has made substantial progress in responding to the HIV epidemic and reducing violence against children. However, adolescent girls and young women with disabilities may be at increased risk for violence and HIV. In our second report, Functional Disability, Violence, HIV Status, and Risk Factors for HIV Among Adolescent Girls and Young Women, CDC, the government of Eswatini, and partner organizations analyzed data from more than 6,300 adolescent girls and young women who participated in the 2022 Eswatini Violence Against Children and Youth Survey. This was done to understand how common functional disabilities are and their relationship to HIV infection and experiencing violence. Data showed that about 1 in 7, or 14%, of adolescent girls and young women in Eswatini, ages 13 to 24, reported having a functional disability, such as difficulty seeing, walking, or communicating. Adolescent girls and young women with functional disabilities were nearly twice as likely to experience sexual, physical, and emotional violence over their lifetimes compared to those who did not have a functional disability. HIV testing and infection status, HIV risk factors, sexual risk behaviors, and HIV treatment and prevention services did not differ by disability status. Many sectors of society, including government, health, education, and social services can work together to better understand the risks and needs of people with disabilities and provide tailored, accessible services and prevention programs. Human African trypanosomiasis, also known as sleeping sickness, is a rare parasitic infection transmitted by the bite of the tsetse fly. It is found only in rural sub-Saharan Africa. Since 2011, there have been only 20 reported cases in travelers from countries where the disease does not occur who traveled to countries where the parasite is present. During the first stage, which is rapidly progressive over weeks, the parasite multiplies in the blood and lymphatic system, causing symptoms, including fever, hemolysis and anemia, thrombocytopenia, hepatosplenomegaly, and renal disease. In the second stage of the disease, the parasite crosses the blood-brain barrier, causing central nervous system dysfunction, followed by death within weeks to months. Treatment is available, and WHO recommends follow-up at 3, 6, and 12 months after treatment to assess for possible relapse. In our last report, Rhodesiense human African trypanosomiasis in a traveler returning from Zimbabwe, CDC was notified of a case of sleeping sickness in August 2024 in a U.S. traveler who had recently returned from safari in northern Zimbabwe. The patient was evaluated at a U.S. hospital with a two-day history of fever and a well-demarcated ulcerated lesion on the left thigh about 2 weeks after likely exposure. A peripheral blood smear obtained to rule out malaria revealed the parasites. The patient experienced multi-system organ failure, was treated, and recovered. Clinicians should consider sleeping sickness in travelers with fever returning from a region where tsetse flies spread the infection, even if the area has not recently reported cases. There is no vaccine to prevent this disease. Travelers visiting countries where sleeping sickness is present should take steps to avoid bites from the tsetse fly. These include wearing thick, neutral-colored clothing, inspecting vehicles for tsetse flies before entering, and avoiding bushes. That's all for this week's briefing. Thank you for joining us. You can subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. Subscribe to MMWR to stay up to date on the latest scientific information. Stay safe and stay well.
For the most accurate health information, visit cdc.gov or call 1-800-CDC-INFO.